chapter 11. The Lord bursts through. This one won't take as long. The chapter is predominantly a closing example that the author shares of an encounter with somebody he knows and loves. Starts off with this idea that the Lord bursts through. Is that not a portrait of grace? The Lord bursts through. By quoting Psalm 18:16, "He, the Lord, reached down from heaven and rescued me. He drew me out of deep waters." The Lord bursts through. We've considered, says Moore, what drives us to Ziklag. If you are in Ziklag, says Moore, and again, I echo, I beg you to ask Jesus to help you to pack your bags and leave and head for home. The prophet Micah said, and I again see the sweetness of God in his word, "Do not gloat over me, my enemy. Do not gloat over me, my enemy. Though I have fallen, I will rise. In the power and to the glory of our God." That's Micah 7:8. "Do not gloat over me, my enemy. Though I have fallen, I will rise." Here's a closing testimony, and because it is predominantly a story told, I'm going to read it to you without a lot of input. Ziklag is not a place that you suddenly decide to visit. It is a quiet and gradual journey in the opposite direction of where you want to be, and it's away from the one to whom you say you belong. This is the account of one who went to Ziklag and has come home. Ziklag is not a place that you suddenly decide to visit. It is a quiet and gradual journey in the opposite direction of where you want to be and away from the one to whom you belong. For me, Ziklag became a life of using the world to fill the parts of me that felt empty. My lifestyle was not blatant, which allowed me to live a successful double life for many years. I felt fake and insincere when I tried to turn, questioning whether or not I even really wanted to leave. The satisfaction that my sins offered me, albeit brief and superficial, had become my new addiction. The satisfactions that my sins offered me, albeit brief and superficial, had become my new addiction. Satan worked fast, replacing any truth I had left in me with lies. Soon I believed Satan's lies completely, and I began turning his lies into more lies. Then I gave up on trying to leave Ziklag altogether. If there's one thing I learned about successfully living a double life in the land of the enemy, it was that you must push away anyone who threatens with truth, love, and or light your double life. I lied, and I worked very hard to make sure my life looked very neat and in order, making sure no one would learn of the double life I was living. It's been a year, praise God, since the Lord came and rescued me out of Ziklag. I say with David in 2 Samuel 5:20, "The Lord did it. The Lord did it. He burst through my enemies like a raging flood." Isn't that beautiful? 2 Samuel 5:20, "The Lord did it. He came and rescued me out of Ziklag. He burst through my enemies like a raging flood." God did for me what I could never have done for myself. My sense of freedom was and is overwhelming. My sense of freedom was and is overwhelming. In the ongoing battles, it is the Lord's hope and it is the Lord's love that keep me going. Every single day, I choose to depend on the Lord's strength. He has never failed me, and he, I've learned, is all I need. A year ago, I thought Ziklag was my future. Today, it's a memory. A year ago, I thought Ziklag was my future. Today, it's a memory. God burst in and saved me on that day. God burst in and saved me on that day. But he continues to save me every single day. And for that, I rejoice and praise him every single day. Don't ever forget, he is the Lord who bursts through. And with that, the book ends. Our time of teaching ends, and my prayer is, and life begins anew. That we're different now than we were 3 hours ago when we began. Because of our time with our God and his word and the refining power of his spirit in us. I want to pray, and then I want to leave you with a song. Another one-word song from the same people that you heard earlier. This song is called Run. We began with Turn, we end with Run. And I believe we do so encapsulating with bookends the story of David and Ziklag and the glory of our God. Would you pray with me and then sit through this music video that I pray will help to tenderize your heart and drive the seed of God's truth deeper into your heart in a way that you'll see it's a song of victory. It's warning, and it's victory. It's taking the truth that sometimes it's going to be really hard. Sometimes you got to run right into the face of danger. Sometimes you're going to be the sacrifice. And we'll be tempted to think that our work will earn love. But that's not the answer. Jesus is the answer. We're blessed to know him and to live for him. Would you pray with me? Lord, I thank you so much for the privilege that it was to take what you have poured into Ron Moore in this wonderful book and allow me to help to disseminate its truth and love as it brings glory to you by both warning and equipping those who want to walk with you, work for you, and witness of you to a dark and dying world. Thank you for that privilege. May we be like David as he came running home. May we live that truth and love in a way that brings you glory and demonstrates your grace and activates your gospel in everyday living. Thank you for dying for us, that we could live for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Sometimes you gotta run into the arms of danger. Sometimes you gotta be the sacrifice. Sometimes you gotta say things that don't come easy. They say just follow your heart. Yeah, but what if it lies? Well, God only knows how to play this game for life and living. So hold me, yeah, light a candle in the window, baby, tonight. Stop me. Running from the things that could save my life. tried to make you love me. Oh yeah. And I really should have known it'd make you run. Some people always want just a little more than they're given. Ain't that the truth? When it's finally caught, well, it loses its life. Well, God only knows how to play this game, all life and living. So hold me, yeah, light a candle in the window tonight. Stop. God only knows.
God only knows.
God only knows.
God only knows.
God only knows how to play this game for life and living. Drum solo! Hold me, yeah. Light a candle in the window tonight. Stop.
To the song, and I appreciate it. There's some people right up the back in a black t-shirt, the furthest most people up there doing the motions to this song. All right, from the front to the back, let me see you.